Okay, I hope you guys can hear me. Are we there? I can't tell. Okay, hi, this is The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco. Well, we lost the signal. We want those days. Okay, all right, I guess we're up. Hi, everybody, this is The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, cooperate, come up with some great ideas, and any idea is a great idea. We also publish, I'm also published on several sites at byebyebluesky.com, health-access.com, with articles on health remedies and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives and keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate and remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention and protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, and now also working with fields and energy and all kinds of stuff, assisting people with finding health solutions and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com. I'd encourage you to go there at augmentinforce.com. I do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On my website at augmentinforce.com, you will find a catalog link. In that catalog link, you will find a variety of different things that may help you with your health. There's a flash drive with 32 gigs of information. It's a walking library that you can put in your pocket and use for almost any time and any event. There are t-shirts there saying you're just a guy or gal that knows some stuff to start a conversation. There's the anti-nano bucket, the anti-nano triangle. There's the repulsors. There is the grounding straps. There's all kinds of old-fashioned remedies and tonics as well as books on DVD. So for more information, if you want to reach me, feel free to do so at independz@yahoo.com, independz@yahoo.com, or contact me at 519-977-5351. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so. I'm opening the calls to all those of you who have been exposed to nano poisoning. I think we need to talk about this more elaborately. I'm going to do that tonight's show. Feel free to call at 208-935-0094. And today's date is November 4th, 2017. And despite the onslaught on mankind, despite the onslaught against men and women, despite the onslaught of making men and women antagonistic toward each other and demeaning the word man and woman, despite the fact that we have chemtrails above us and everything around us trying to mutate us and alter our genetic code, we are still here. By divine grace, of course. I was thinking about today, and I really didn't get a chance to prepare properly for a show. And I thought, okay, what could I do to show on? And I had a couple of situations happen this week that made me think that, you know, it's maybe time to really get down to the nitty-gritty on nano poisoning and what's going on. I had a couple come in this week, and they were completely unglued by what was going on with their bodies. And I've had numerous phone calls throughout the week from all over. A lot of you this is hitting everybody from all ages. But a lot of you who are from the 50s from that generation, from that era time, may be seeing some unusual situations going on with your health, unusual anomalies that may be occurring. Now, this is not just hitting anybody born in the 50s, okay? This is happening right across the board, from babies to adults, senior adults, generational adults. This is going right across the board. There are some theories out there to surmise why this is happening right now to certain people. I will tell you that right now, it's a direct result of activation. Everybody's getting inundated with chemtrails. Everybody's getting inundated with transgenics and genetic modified organisms. There's more and more coming out all the time on vaccines and how they've been adulterated with lab-created parasites, lab-created pathologies that just do not respond and will not respond not only to conventional medicine, but to alternative as well. This was designed on purpose to eliminate and create a dysfunctionality so that the general population would become so stupid and become so panic-stricken and so provoked with fear instead of analyzing what's going on, and then having the media on top of it, the media propagating the bullshit on this stuff. It's incredible. And what it's done is it has geared people, led people to run to an establishment that is trying to create a planet-side-wide diminishment of mankind. I'm using the term mankind. And if you think I'm sexist, too bad, so sad, I don't care. The thing is, when we're talking, and we talked about this last week on the show a little bit, and I've talked to this with this on some people that have come to my store even, and had overheard my conversations with some people, and they knew what I was talking about, and they understood the nature of what I was talking about. The mankind is becoming part of the human race. And that may sound like an oxymoron, but let me explain. As I stated last week, the word human doesn't mean man and woman. It means beast. You're a beast. The Bible speaks specifically about having the mark of the beast. Okay, the beast. Because that's what the term actually means, beast or beast-like. And in the diminishment of the term man and woman, you lose all rights as a civilization. You are now nothing more than herded cattle waiting to be utilized, slaughtered, or exploited in any way, shape, or form. This also is indicating that you have absolutely no rights, no say in what goes into your body. In other words, if they want to vaccinate you, they can, because if you declare yourself as a part of the human race or part of humankind or a human, you have declared openly that you are a beast and they can do what they want with you because you have accepted and agreed that you're a beast. Okay? And this is something that everybody has to wake up on. The whole concept of men and women and the whole thing about gender and feminism, if you're a feminist, you're nothing more than cattle. Period. Feminism does not mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean that women have more equal rights. You're not even considered a woman. Okay, you are considered a beast. So if you're a feminist, you're not a woman. Simple as that. If you're a feminist, you're not a woman. That's the definition. When you take yourself out of the context of woman, you now have no rights. The whole thing about equal rights, what they've done with that is you are now equal to a beast. That's what you are. Has nothing to do about making more money, has nothing to do about equality, doesn't have nothing to do about anything. We're even talking the term about the sexes. That's referring to cattle. That's referring to a categorization of cattle or an identification of a species, male and female. I don't think it's what I think when it says in the Bible says God made man after his own image, after his own likeness. Man, that includes woman as well. So I want to present that to you in that regard. Now, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. Too bad. So sad. I don't care. Go look it up, because you don't know what you're talking about at this point in the game. And there are a lot of other people looking at the maritime law and the even in the legal laws that are there. And the way they use these terminologies, you better be awake when you go into a courtroom and understand what those laws are saying. You never understand anything. Understand means you're under the stand. In other words, you're under them, and they can do whatever they want again. Again, it's a matter of playing the game, playing a word game to diminish your rights. Diminish your rights as a man and a woman. Now, in regard to these things that are going on, because they have manipulated the words, manipulated the etymology of words, they've manipulated the concept of what is healthy and what they say is healthy and how they say it's healthy. See, this is the catch here about health. So we know that if we do some research, we can find that vitamin C does X, Y, Z, reverses telomere damage, can extend telomeres, and can actually reverse the aging process. We know this by just researching it. But what we don't know is when they're mixing these things with other excipients, that these excipients can actually neutralize any effect that these things can do. This they do not tell you. Then you get some goofball medical guy who doesn't know his backside from his front side, and, you know, just dumb as a bag of rocks. He's going to come out here and make a comment about a component in the supplements which is the least problematic of all of them, in fact, may have actual benefit for you, and disregards all the other things that could actually cause the neutralizing of the supplements that you're taking, and on top of that, accentuate your exposure to nano poisoning, which then can proliferate, propagate, replicate, duplicate, assemble inside of you. Tony, I want to quit smoking, so I bought some B5. How much before I go to bed? Don't take B5 before you go to bed. You take B5 before you go to bed, you ain't going to sleep. B5 is an adrenal support. You should be using vitamin B3 if you're going to quit smoking. B5 is basically to get you up and going. You take that with vitamin A and tyrosine, and you're good to go for the day. And a little ginseng, and woo, away you go. But B3 is what you should be using. When we're talking nano poisoning. I've got to get to my site. Let me get to my site, and now we're going to get into this tonight. I want everybody to be forearmed. You know, I don't want you to be waiting to get hit with this. I want you to be forearmed. I want you to be on top of the game before the game is on top of you. That's been our problem. That's been our biggest problem throughout all of this, that we have always been under the game. We've always had to the game get ahead, and then we have to play catch-up. And when Brian396 and myself put the information out, we got it so that we were ahead of the game. We were a good 3-4 years ahead of the game before they even came out with their game book. And now this is the game book, and I'm going to show you the game book so you don't get sucked in and become stupid. The game book is now going to express how nano can be utilized to help your body, how it can retard the damage of aging, how it can retard the damage of cancers, how it can cause all kinds of wonderful benefits. What they don't tell you is sometimes they're combining with turmeric and green tea and other things, and what they're not telling you is the combination is a moot point. It's a completely moot point. You don't have to combine green tea or turmeric. It will kill a cancer cell, but will also advocate DNA takeover, genetic damage, chromosome damage. It could be irreversible. It don't tell you how this stuff comes out either. And even if they're using a combination of proteins, the proteins that has been utilized can be part of an XNA or DNA, XNA or PNA or other Nucleic acids can be accommodated or included with these proteins, which then allows these proteins to be incorporated into your system, further altering or mutating a man to a human. This is what's going on. We're being mutated from men and women created in the image of the Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, to a human, which is basically a bad counterfeit, a Luciferian look-alike, you know, an attribute to Lucifer rather than to God. And this may sound religious. I'm not a religious man. I'll tell you that straight out. I do believe in God very much. I do believe in Christ very much. But I'm showing you what it is. The template was already biblical. If you look in the Bible, you can see where God created man and woman. Man and woman. Adam and Eve. Man and woman. He didn't say male and female. No. He didn't say a species. No. He didn't say sexes. No. He said man and woman. I think it was pretty specific in what he called Adam and Eve. Man and woman. Because we are of the race of mankind. We belong to mankind. Because we were created by our Creator as men and women. That etymology that they're using is there to again diminish the impact of those words and to turn you into some kind of babbling baboon or beast. Tony, do you still recommend honey, brandy, and essential oil peppermint for congestion? I also add a bunch of other things for that, but yeah, I still do. Everything, and I tell this to everybody anymore, you have to be realistic here today. There's nothing that you're not eating or nothing that you're eating or drinking today that hasn't been corrupted. Nothing. Don't care what it is. There's ways to neutralize some of the things that we're eating, and that's what you have to do. But yeah, I still advocate using these things. They still work. They're not having any negative effects yet that I can see. I'm still telling people to take vitamin C, even though it's coming from corn. I'm still telling people to take wheat germ oil, even though it's coming from wheat. It's not the grain that it is. It's the actual fat. And then again, in the way they extract it, there may be a filtration process as well that may collect the nano. Because so far, I'm not seeing anything negative with using these things still. If I do, I will tell you to stop. I had people contact me today about all kinds of things, with silicon dioxide and all these things. You have to become as educated as you can with the actual things that are going to educate you. Louise, it's not necessarily just niacin. I would tell you to go with niacinamide. Niacin will flush you. That can also stimulate you to be awake. Go with niacinamide, 500 milligrams before bed, or a gram. Niacinamide you use, not niacin. Tony, does a drop of honey in the eyes work to remove cataracts? Drop of honey in the eye might give you a sticky eye. I really don't know, tell you the truth. And again, there's some things I have never bothered to look at. Some things like that sound a little bit preposterous, but it may work. I don't think I would put a drop of honey in my eye today because, like I said, it may have nanoparticulates in there. And honey is a carbon, and nano loves carbon. So keep that in mind as well. Some of the remedies that you're reading about or hearing about from yesteryear are not going to apply that much today. It's going to be a trial and effort. But if you're mixing something with a sugar, be prepared or be aware that you don't want to mix it with something that may have a nano composition to it, because the nano composition will use that as a transport mechanism to get into your system and to further propagate or perpetrate itself in your body. When we're talking how we got infected, okay, we got infected or afflicted in 1960. This has been a slow, methodical process in infecting us, saturating us, and then targeting us with different frequencies. It started off with AM and FM radio. Radio is AM and FM is a frequency. Back then in the day, people started hearing buzzing of the ears. And the doctor said, oh, you've got tinnitus. Today I get that all the time. Tony, what do you got for tinnitus? I got it constantly buzzing in my ear. If you got a constant buzzing in your ear, you don't have tinnitus. What you have is a direct assault going on in your brain that is being hit with frequencies, because the frequencies can only attach themselves to you because you are loaded with a material that can attract itself to you. Okay, when we're talking electromagnetic fields, one of the ways to block an electromagnetic field is to put a material in there that a magnetism is drawn to. Well, that's what they've done with us. They gave us a variety of metals they used to call ultrafine particles, which we've been consuming. We've been consuming silica, which we are not have never digested. People are telling you about how silica does wonders for the hair. It's not the silica that does wonders for the hair. It's the, and if there is a change in the hair, that would probably indicate that the silica has translocated into the scalp and is assembled in your scalp. So when we're looking at what silica actually does, you can't even break it down. There's no way you can break down silica. Go look it up. Go look up what breaks down silica. You do not produce the acid that breaks it down. So what happens when you're taking all this dimatious earth? What happens? It gets into the gut. Gets into the stomach, gets into the esophageal lining, it can get into the lungs through translocation. Some of you are having respiratory issues, it could be one of the reasons why. It can then bypass the intestinal tract, get caught up in the cells and connect itself to the skeletal system. What does it do then? It starts to assemble and grow. What happens to the cells in the body? It attaches itself to the cells of the body and then shuts down the communication network between the cells. Further breaking down your system because your body no longer is able to communicate with itself because you got this material in your body causing a short or a disconnect from the cells. Attaches itself to the skeletal system. What does it do? It then breaks down your skeletal system, breaks down your foundation. All of a sudden you got fibromyalgia. All of a sudden you got restless leg. All of a sudden you've got lupus. All of a sudden you've got some other autoimmune disorder. Isn't that interesting? That the doctors can come up with some newfangled disease, some state-of-the-art disease, and yet they can't look at silicosis in the body and its effect on the skeletal system and on the cells and the autoimmune effects that it can cause. Yet they can overlook that and not even investigate this. They did back in 1960. This is the interesting thing. The further we move forward in the decades, or the further the decades decline, I guess we can look at it this way. As the decades age, as we go from 1910 to year 2000, you can see how stupid mankind has been made. Tony, what is your daily protocol diet? Whatever I feel like at the moment. Usually I get up in the morning and I got a coffee pot which I percolate four or five different herbs, which then I pour into a jar. I add some coffee, I add ATP to it, I add B5 to it, my nootropics. I'll add maybe some essential oil and maybe collagen or maybe even gelatin. Whip it up. Sweeten it with maple syrup and then drink it. About 17 ounces of that. Then about 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, 9 hours later, I may have some cheese, may have some yogurt, I may have a potato, which I cook in butter, which then I add onion and garlic to, and then I add my powdered herbals. Sometimes I'll cook up some sliced turkey or sliced beef, cook it up like a bacon. Sometimes I'll have a sausage. I mean, my system is a lot different than yours because of what I'm dealing with and my lifestyle. My lifestyle is not, I'm out of time. I'm not in time, not in sync like everybody else. So my day starts at 9 in the morning and finishes about 3, 4, 5, 6 the next morning. You know, it all depends what I'm doing. And throughout the day, if I feel something like, you know, fruit, I'll eat some kiwi or apples. I make my own applesauce. I don't really eat a lot. quite honest with you, I mean, when I do eat, I eat, but majority of the time I don't feel hungry, and or I'll make myself a fat concoction where I'll take cream, I'll add cobalt chloride to it, copper chloride, zinc chloride, or zinc citrate, sorry, I gotta make my zinc chloride yet. I'll add colostrum to it. I'll add maybe, I don't know, maybe a nootropic. Maybe I'll add an essential oil. And I'll whip it up, and then I put that in the fridge. That's an ice cream without the ice, which will stay solid. So when I feel the need to eat fat, I feel I eat more fat than anything else, quite honest with you. A lot of saturated fat. And so that keeps my cellular integrity. It keeps my brain going, keeps my immune system up, keeps my hormones up. Or my, not up, but, you know, it keeps them like they should be. And again, I can go and go and go and go kind of thing. I don't have any encumbrances in my life to distract me from what I'm doing. You know, I'm not married or anything like that, so I'm not looking for that either. Don't get any ideas. I'm not really interested in being tethered to the system. So when we're looking at, I mean, that's my day. I mean, some days I'll eat more. Some days I'll buy a duck 1 week and eat that throughout the week. Sometimes I eat chicken throughout the week. So again, my diet primarily is a high protein, high fat, low carb, which is nutrient dense supplements, which I take, you know, a couple times through the day. Unless I'm dealing with something, then it's every 2 or 3 hours. So when we're looking at, well, it may work in nature. You have to understand something. Nature has the acids to break down silica. We don't. That's the thing. And they put it as an excipient, as a drying component to keep things dry so they don't get activated or whatever. But when you take this stuff, it doesn't just, oh, we're already at the bottom. All right, come on back and we'll further get into this whole concept of nano, because we're going to get into it. Solutions and what we should be doing and how we should be treating this. All right, come on back after the sounds. See ya.
Precious ground. derived from someone else, LP1AU is not BS. Call Templar and Precious Metals today at 623-327-1778.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco. And you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Just before the break, we're talking about how we were inundated, how we were compromised. And I was looking at an email in between the break, and guy contacted me and says, would you do the same thing to the aloe vera juice, you know, that you're buying? Would you filter it the same way? And my answer is this. Aloe vera is usually grown in the southwestern part of the United States. The southwestern part of the United States is one of the worst chemtrailed areas in America. I lived there for about 2 years. I can tell you firsthand story. As a matter of fact, I got a picture the other day that a friend of mine took 13 years ago when I was down there. It's about time I started doing the show with the Micro Effect when Jackie Flanagan gave me a call. And she had a picture of the day, because they were chemtrailing so bad. We had so many different patterns up there. And as she changed it with the Adobe Art saying, these are chemtrails for you dumb zombies or whatever. So I thought it was funny and humor. She let me know that was the picture she took where I was staying at that time when we got together. So, you know, if it's grown outdoors, okay, and I want you to really start thinking here. If you're growing something outside, I don't care where you live. If it's outside, it's going to have exposure to chemtrails. Okay, it's coming down on everything. This is why I told everybody, go get yourself a lens loop. You know, a 60x lens loop. Take it with you anywhere. I don't care where you want to go. Go into the fields. Go into the mountains. Go into your grocery store. Go into your health food store. Go into your orgasmically organic place where you buy your orgasmically organic produce. And take a look. Take a walk on the wild side. You know, face the truth for a change. Instead of sticking your head in the ground or up your backside or wherever you stick your head. And look at it. So you say, well, if I look at it, I won't eat. Well, some of you could cut back on eating anyway. Point is, if it's outside, whether it's a berry, whatever, and you're going to juice it, Filter it. Because when you juice anything, you're concentrating everything. The value of whatever you're juicing, the antioxidant value, the mineral value, the enzyme value is going to be enhanced. But also is the negative aspects of what you're juicing. And the negative aspects of what you're juicing today is the nano that's penetrated the plant. Let me, before I forget, for all you men and women, men and women, I said that right. I got an email last night, early this morning, can't remember now because it was like in the twilight of things. And a guy bought some Fruit of the Loom underwear. Fruit of the Loom! So I started looking up this ingredient in Fruit of the Loom. I forget what it's called now. I didn't have a chance to translate it here. But anyway, it is a silver, nano silver material they're putting in Fruit of the Loom so that when you wear Fruit of the Loom underwear, it will sanitize your body odor. Well, nano silver, if it penetrates the testicular area, causes castration. And then you wonder why you can't rise to the occasion. You can wonder why your flagpole won't hold the flag anymore because you're absorbing these particulates just from your underwear. And somebody called me up later and said that women are having it in the bra. Wow, talk about cancer waiting to happen. Silver in material, translocating into your body, causing autoimmune disorders and cellular damage and genetic breakdown. Can you dig it? See how you have to be aware. You don't have time for Bozo the Clown on television. You don't have time for Days of Our Lives and tic-tac-toe and hockey and baseball and all that other crap. While you're being distracted with stupid, because it offers you absolutely no value other than to distract you. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, they are poisoning your underwear, poisoning your food, they're poisoning your air, they're poisoning your water. They're even poisoning your pets. So when we're looking at what we do today, okay, once a blue moon, and I mean a blue moon, I'll go out with some friends and we'll go out to have dinner. So we go to a buffet that we know is relatively okay. We can choose what we want to eat. And generally speaking, we all eat the same kind of food, high protein, low carb, and high fat. And when I go out, I always bring my essential oils with me, or I bring a concoction of herbal remedies, all compacted in one, and I take it with me. And what I do is I'll get vinegar and oil, olive oil, and I'll put these components in my vinegar and olive oil. And then I'll add a variety of herbs with them, like garlic, onion, turmeric, you know, salt, pepper, ginger. And I'll mix it all together in that oil. And the reason why I'm putting that in that oil is so I can create sort of a liposome component to it. So when I dip my meat in there, I know that it's going to neutralize a lot of things that's in that meat. May not neutralize all of it, but I'm going to at least make the attempt to negate some of the negatives in what I'm eating. Now, showing my age. Are you kidding me? I'm showing you my history. Age. Are you kidding? I'm beyond old. I'm ancient. According to a computer time frame, I'm ancient history. I'm a walking museum. You know, when we're looking at anything today, you got to think in your mind. It's growing outdoors. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's chemtrails. What goes up must come down sooner or later. And it's coming down on everything. So use your noggin. Initially, it's going to be a pain in the butt because it's going to break your routine and the way you do things, and you're already feeling overwhelmed now. And that was the intent, to keep you overwhelmed, distracted, and so mentally fatigued. It's just what you have to do now that you don't really want to burden yourself with anything more. And I understand that. I live in this world too, just like you do. I think it's a crap hole today. I think it's one of these, it's the worst thing that could have happened to this planet was when artificial intelligence took it over. And when the elite aligned themselves up with whatever you want to call it, an alien agenda or a demonic influence or Lucifer himself, it was the beginning of the end of this planet and everything that was made good and right in this planet. Everything that's good and pure and right is becoming defecated on. It's becoming defiled. Okay, and you have to recognize that then this defecation and defilement that's going on. Okay, that you are going to be targeted in one way or another. I mean, they hit us the moment we're born, come out, and what do? They inject into us genetic material, nanomaterial. And then over six decades, people are getting. I had people in their 30s coming and see me the other day, two of them, a couple. And you knew they felt great they could come to my store and talk to somebody about this condition because everybody else thinks you're crazy, and a lot of you are having the same problem. Tone, you're the only guy I can talk to. Everybody else thinks I'm crazy. Don't worry about it. Okay? You're not crazy. And when 5G hits, they're going to be kissing your backside for help. And they're going to be apologizing to you all kinds of ways. So when we're looking at, you know, what's happening today, number one, it's going to rattle you. I had a woman contact me the other day, and she was just beside herself. Now, for the most part, most of you women who are having yeast infections, you do not have yeast infections. What you're having is biofilm overload. What's happening is the nanoparticles and the smart dust have incorporated themselves into your nether regions, into your colon, into your spleen, into your liver, kidneys, uterus, ovaries. And as a result, you are now having biofilm buildup because that's what your body does. It responds by sending a bacterial defense against an invading force, especially in those regions. How many of you have gone to the doctor, gotten an antibiotic for a yeast infection, and it didn't work? Didn't even make a dent. Made you feel like hell. How many of you have done that? That's because you don't have a yeast infection. How many of you have gone through the process of douching with vinegar and water and adding copper and silver and all these things and seeing some relief, but the thing doesn't want to go away? Because you're dealing with biofilm. Okay, the biofilm buster was going to go a long way in helping you. Using things like thyme, bay leaf, savory, oregano as a tea will help you. Making a liposome with these essential oils is going to help you tremendously. You can add copper, you can add cobalt chloride to it, you could add magnesium chloride to it. Any chloride will help. So anyway, when we're looking at what we can do today, these are things that will help you. Now, the Bible says, have salt in yourself. Okay? I'm taking that literally. Okay? I'm taking that literally. You need chloride. All of you who have the nano poisoning, especially you, need chloride. Cobalt chloride, zinc chloride, copper chloride, magnesium chloride, potassium chloride, calcium chloride. Get on it. So when you're looking at one of the things we need to do, we need to break up the biofilm that's built up, but you want to make sure you don't go the other way either. Chlorides will also help break down fungus and mold that's growing in your body. All this horse hockey that you got mold. You don't have mold. Unless you got a copper deficiency, which then you will have a mold situation occurring. Incorporate more copper. Copper citrate, copper, colloidal copper, copper sulfate, copper chloride. Get it in you. Chlorophyll. You know, that's what you want to get, okay? Get it in you. Not once a day either. And if you're going to use salt, sodium chloride, you use the pickling salt. Because it's got a higher you can smell the chloride in it. Okay? Get on it. You don't need to get the MMS, but that ain't going to hurt if you're using it. Continue. But make sure you're getting the other nutrients as well. Cesium chloride. You want cesium chloride? You want to get that in the brain because you need to break down the biofilm in your brain. A lot of you can't think. A lot of you can't remember who you are, what you are, where you are, and how you are. So, you know, again, get on it. Chloride. I will try to somehow sometime this week try to get up a documentation with the different chlorides and some of their properties. But you definitely want the cobalt chloride because it's going to support the heart. A buddy of mine from New Jersey sent me an article just before the show. I got a chance to skim it real quick. Talked about how, especially with diabetes, where they used rats for the experimentation, how it benefits the heart. It converts to B12. B12 protects your DNA. A lot of you cannot convert your DNA in the colon because the glyphosates that you've been consuming for over three and a half decades, has wiped out your bacterial culture in your colon. Some of you think you've got a candida in your colon, or you got some sort of, you know, colon overgrowth of some sort of weird bacteria. You may not have what they're saying. You may have instead what they're calling rope worms aren't rope worms. Those are overload of biofilm in the colon because you got an overload of smart dust in the gut. You've been eating that crap for 30-35 years. Now, how do you get rid of that? One of the ways that I found that works really well is by creating an EMF pulse device, which you can use the triangle that we show you. You make the triangle, make two of them, and put one in the front, one in the back, and pulse that. And if you have two different power supplies, have them pulsing at different cadences. This will disrupt the program of the smart dust, turning it off, and then it will start coming out of your backside. And how will you know if the smart dust is coming out of your backside? It will be a blackish blue color. And you will fill the bowl. It'll go ring around the toilet bowl. And don't be surprised every time you do it, you might see something come out. You might even see Elvis come out. Who knows? You're on a little rowboat. Row, row, row your boat. Oh, there he goes. Okay. That's one of the reasons why you're having problems. You are all transceivers at this point. You have to take back your mankind title. You have to take that back and quit thinking like a beast because they have determined you're a beast, therefore you're a beast. And then they got you talking like a beast. If you believe in a living God, you believe in the creator of heaven and earth and the universe, if you believe that you came from something far higher than ourselves, then you are a creation of the creator, of God himself, and you are a man and a woman. The courts are trying to take that away by saying you're making yourself homophobic. Who the bloody hell is a court or a person in law to tell us what we can say or how we can say it under the rights of free speech? Or has that been eliminated now? See, you got to start talking legalese when you start talking to the court systems, and these legal bastards are trying to screw you up with your linguistics. Because once you speak their language, then they know you know what they know. They'll back off. It's like somebody having a nuclear bomb in their country. They're not going to get invaded because who's going to attack somebody who's got a nuke? Why do you think North Korea built all those nukes? Keep everybody out. I don't blame them. I've done the same thing. So when we're looking at some of the things that we are dealing with today, okay, in one of the things we need, get on it. Any of the chlorides I mentioned, go look them up. Go look up the patents on the chlorides. Now, you're also going to see the negative aspects of chlorides, okay? So it's all going to be pertinent to how much you're taking. I always take more than what they say, and I'm waiting to see something happen with all the copper I've been taking for the last 3 years. I'm still waiting. 2 milligrams a day, anything more than that, and it can be dangerous. You can blah, 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 you can die. Oh, you're going to die. That's all BS. They got you in the most nominal amount of copper going. Somebody, oh, I got copper poisoning. You got a zinc deficiency. Let's call it what it is. You can imbalance the minerals in your body. That's without question. But you may not necessarily have a copper poisoning. You may have a zinc deficit. And so you're not being told that. So if you're told if you just up your zinc, you can neutralize the side effect of the copper. Is anybody telling you this? No. Everybody's too busy playing doctor in the health food industry instead of analyzing these things correctly or interpreting these signs correctly. We're going to now treat you with a medicine. We're going to go pharma. Oh, you got copper poisoning. You got to quit the copper. Blah, blah, blah. Here, use this to pull this out of your body. Your body doesn't probably have a copper deficiency. It's got a copper imbalance because you don't have enough zinc. So when you're looking at sodium chloride, cesium chloride, cobalt chloride, cobalt turns to B12. That's your DNA. That's what's being attacked. That's what you got to get back. Zinc protects your DNA. C protects the DNA. Let's start thinking, how do we protect the DNA? Those of you who already got nano poisoning and it's been turned on, you've been accessed, they've hit you, you got a harder fight. Because you got to go, you're in the negative, trying to get back to zero. Those who are still sitting in between, on the cusp of activation, now's the time to start the prevention programs that we've got set up. Okay, I won't talk about them now. I'll get into them in the second half so that we can, you know, get into it more accurately. But right now, I'm going to talk about money, because that's what makes the world go around until we get into a barter system that works better. But right now, the MicroEffect Broadcasting Network could use your support. So send them your support. Say hi, ask them what you can do to help them. And by all means, help them any way you can. You got BlueSky.com by Susan Marr, and you got Bernadette Green as well in Canada with GAG Canada. Two activists here in Canada, which are very highly respectable activists who are actually trying to do something to make a change, not only with awareness, but even trying to offer solutions. And this requires a lot of time and effort. And when you look at their work, you'll find that they have put in the time and the effort. So if you can, support them any way you can. I'm always talking about supporting the local farmer, and that hasn't changed with me one bit. Obviously, we're going to have to work with the farmers to see if we can get a better food supply. But in the interim, it's still going to be better than the stuff at the grocery store. At least with the farmer, you're not going to get nano silver sprayed on your food supply. At least you're not going to get glyphosate, or you're not going to get some other irradiation or silicon dioxide or some other crap, sulfur or fluoride, put into your food supply. Your food supply will not get irradiated. So go to the farm, buy it from the farm, and learn neutrality. Buy your meats from the farm. Buy your milk from the farm. Buy your cheese from the farm. Buy your yogurt, if you can, from the farm. If they don't sell it, do the best you can. Make your own or find the best possible product you can, and then begin to utilize it properly. So support your local farmer. Anyway, if you need help from me, 519-977-5351. Or independs@yahoo.com. On my website at augmentinforce.com, there's a catalog link. Feel free to access that catalog. There's all kinds of things there that may help you. The nano bucket, the nano triangle, the t-shirts, the repulsors, the grounding straps, portable grounding straps, the elixirs, the books on DVD, a variety of things, a flash drive, a library of information on the flash drive. So feel free, again, to check things out. If you need a consultation, by all means, give me a shout. at the number I just mentioned. In the on the webpage itself, there's places where if you live in Canada, you would send funds to the Canadian address. If you live in the United States, you would send funds to the American address. And if you're overseas, you would send them to the Canadian address. So again, feel free to access me at, 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Okay, so again, second half, we're going to go more into a little bit more detail about what we can use. First half, you got the chlorides, that's a start. Taking baths with the salts is another thing you need to do. To help, again, extradite the stuff out of the skin. So that, you can, again, pull it out. Hold on a second. Okay, so, these are things you need to start doing, the baths. If you're really heavily saturated, you may want to take a bath 1 day, 7 times in a row, staying a half hour in the tub each time. Again, this will start pulling it out from the different lower layers of the skin. Majority of you, by the time you figured out what you've got, you've become super saturated. Again, and it may take initially a different method to get the stuff out of you. So again, consider that you've been hijacked. So now you got to look at different things, doing things a little differently. And you need to hit things a little bit harder, initiate things a little bit more in a more pronounced way. Because if you don't, it can take forever. And you got to remember, when you sleep, the longer you sleep, the more this replicates. So for the rest of you, understand that the nanoparticles in your body, when you sleep, they expedite their assembling while you're sleeping. So again, there might be another way of getting around that by taking naps throughout the day. 2 and 3 hour increments, because during the daylight hours it seems to slow down its replication. Okay, so I hear the music, so okay, come on back, and we'll get on with the second half of the show. All right, talk to you in a bit.